No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
Hello again, friends, and welcome inside, at least for me, the Riverland Roofing Studios, new Albany branch. I'm Ben Geard at Spirit Ben on Twitter. Write and work and talk about your Rebels at the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, feed them on three. That man right there is Bradley South, former Ole Miss offensive lineman, 8-year NFL vet. Every Friday, Brad joins me here on Talk of Champions to talk all things Ole Miss football. Hey, buddy, how are you?
Good, man. Just coming at you live from one of our models, the Kinlock Falls, a town and country homes of Meridian. So, man, I don't know about you, Ben, but last week, I mean, the Kool-Aid is a flowing, son. You hear me?
Yeah.
I believe that we could win, but, like, you still had that doubt in the background, you know? You still had the, hey, like, it's tough on the road. And I'll give you this. Oklahoma's defense was better than I thought it was. Even though their numbers show where they are, that was tough. That was a really good test on the road. So I don't know, man. I couldn't be more excited.
I was there in Norman. I've talked about it already on Talk of Champions. I was there in Norman, my first trip to Oklahoma, and man, was I impressed with it, the people and just how welcoming they were. But 83,000 sure sounded pretty quiet for most of that game. And even when they got loud, it wasn't all that particularly loud. And Ole Miss comes away with a big, big win on the road. Another top 15 matchup. To move to 7-1, 4-1 in the SEC. Up next is South Carolina, 3-5, 1-5. Lenore Sellers, another mobile quarterback that Ole Miss has to deal with, like it did with Taylen Green, Jake Retzlaff, even John Mateer, who was obviously not 100%, but really competed. What's your early breakdown? Well, it's the eve of kickoff, so what's the breakdown of South Carolina, man? Because this is a team that, while it hasn't gone right for them this year, certainly can jump up and get you.
Yeah. Well, they have enough talent, so you better respect them. You saw last week versus Alabama. What I want to see from them is how they handle losing a game like that. I mean, that was a game that could have kind of turned their season around. That's pretty demoralizing. I've been in that situation before. Now you got to come on the road to a team that is absolutely hot and has their eyes on the prize. If Ole Miss is what I think they are, I get a different vibe. I think Kiffin knows what's at stake. He is going to have them playing very well. I fully expect Ole Miss to play their best ball game of the season. I don't think this one's even going to be close. I think Ole Miss comes out hot, plays their best game. They're at home. The crowd's going to be loud. It's going to be a tough task for South Carolina, but they do have the talent, you know, with Sellers' legs, and they do have some good D linemen. That we have to respect. But I think Ole Miss is about to play their best ball this week.
It's a big game for a number of reasons, not the least of which to keep you on schedule for the college football playoff. When you look at just the overall outlook right now of college football and the contenders and the pretenders. Where do you kind of see Ole Miss as far as a legitimate national championship contender?
Ole Miss is for real. They are for real. And I'm not just saying because I'm an Ole Miss fan. I'm just saying that on a neutral site, I'm not scared of any team in the country. I'm not. I think the last 2 weeks kind of proved that for me. You know, Georgia, you go look at Georgia's, the people they have on their roster athlete-wise. They're as good as anybody in the country athlete-wise. You know, star rankings would certainly show you that. So we went on the road and proven that, you know, we play a little cleaner there. We can beat a team like Georgia. Then we go to Oklahoma, who has another set of great recruits and you know, top players on their defense, and we handle them. 36 points, ton of yards. So Ole Miss has the talent to do it. Now would I like to see our defense be a little stouter to make a championship run? I would. But you can't tell me there's a team out here that you would be scared to put this Ole Miss offense against. You wouldn't. You know, as you've seen, Georgia's going to end up being a top five team, and we handled that just fine. It's just going to be a matter of the defense can kind of play, you know, play when we need them. But I'm not scared of anybody with this team as long as we keep playing the way we are. I'm just not. I don't see anybody out there, even Ohio State. I mean, they talk about how great this team is. I get it, but their schedule doesn't quite scare you. So, you know, their best win's 14-7 over Texas. Congrats. That's awesome. But, you know, Texas ain't quite doing that well in the SEC either. So, you know, I'm not scared of anybody. I don't think Lane is either.
I think Ole Miss, you know, now that I've gotten about a week removed from it, I think Ole Miss played its best collective football game at Oklahoma. And yeah, John Mateer, again, obviously he's not fully healthy or something like that, but coming off the surgery. But the way Ole Miss went into that with all of the Lane stuff and all of the distractions and everything around it and really controlled the game and played a pretty clean game and made some real dynamic playmaking plays like the Trace Bruckler forced fumble and special teams. It showed me a team that is really, while others, everybody's got warts in college football, and while others might be still trying to figure out their warts, I feel like Ole Miss is starting to put it all together at the right time. Yes, Georgia defensively was an absolute disaster, but they did do some pretty good things against Oklahoma. What makes you most bullish about this Ole Miss team pursuing a national championship, and what gives you pause as far as this team being a title contender?
Yeah, I think it's pretty obvious. I think the legs of Trinidad has really got me bullish. You know, just the way you look, there's multiple plays in the Oklahoma game where he just demoralized their defense. They had his dead to rights, and all of a sudden he goes, gets a big first down. It was almost like Matt Corral at Tennessee that one year. Every time they would stop us, man, he would go run a first down. And that's just stuff you can't teach. That's when Nick Marshall, whenever Auburn made that run with Nick Marshall, that's just that they made it on his legs. I mean, the guy would get out of everything and run first downs. It is just very tough on a defense. So, and not to mention, man, we have a ton of receivers and we have a running back. The O-line's playing better. The offense is legit. They just went against the number one defense in the country and scored 36 points and 400 something yards offense. I mean, what else do they have to do to prove themselves? Where I'm not as bullish as the defense, but what's comforting in that is that you have Pete Golding, who has a great mind. So you know they're going to line up correctly. You know they're going to be in the right spots. It's just a matter of can guys make plays. And this week they did. You know, and when I went on the Dory Noka show earlier in the week, I know that they came away and thought I was being cocky towards Ole Miss or cocky, you know, on our side, being overly confident. But I mean, the key matchup was the Ole Miss defense versus their offense. And if their offense played better than our defense, they were going to win because it was a strength-on-strength game. And it's what happened. Ole Miss made some stops. They had a safety. They made some stops throughout that game. They helped them win. So I think Ole Miss defense, unless facing a crazy offense, can do what it needs to do to win the ball game. So that's where I'm not as bullish. But I'm also not down on either side of the ball. I'm very confident this team on a neutral site can show up and compete with anybody.
This is a live edition of Talk of Champions. I'm Ben Garrett at Spirit Ben on Twitter. Check out my stuff every single day at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, and affiliate of On Three. Sign up today for just $1 for your first week. He's Bradley Sal. It's my fault. We talked about doing a all day or just at lunch, Ask Me Anything with Brad on Wednesday. I completely biffed that one. So maybe we bring it up next week. For the first time, I don't get to, you know, talk my crap. Brad can just go, Ben, you let the peoples down. Because I did. I let the peoples down at the Ole Miss Spirit. But Brad, next week, maybe we can get him back for
You got to remind me, man. You got to remind me. I'm selling these trailers left and right. So We are busy. We're dials out on the, imagine me, who is not a construction-y type guy, out on a job site yesterday wearing golf shorts, a polo, and UGG boots. And I showed up.
Did you have a hard hat on?
I didn't, but I showed up, you know, trying to look over some stuff for the customer. And I'm like, man, I'm the last guy they want out here. You know, I got freaking, and everybody's laughing at me because the only boots I own are UGGs. I mean, they're like these huge, and then they're not the furry kind. They at least look like work boots. But they're like, dude, you shut up and I'm like, dude, I don't know. I don't really do a whole lot of hands-on work. Now I can, but it just had never been my style. So I mean, everybody else got on their damn cowboy boots. I don't. It was Uggs.
Well, I was the same way in Norman, man. It's rainy. It's like that spitting rain that's never stopping. I'm wearing like these own clouds that don't protect my feet from anything. I'm walking around like I'm in a swamp or something. So yeah, dude, no. You and I are not the people for outdoorsy stuff.
No, dude, I was right. My dad never, he made me do a few things, but he always like, dude, you're going to play football, baseball, and basketball. That's all I know. I can shoot a hell of a jump shot. I can hit a damn fastball mile, and I can somewhat block. So that's about all I know. But, you know, then when it came out of that, now I got to learn real life skills. I mean, I've been left in the dark on that.
I love how the thing that made you your money and took you so far blocking is the thing that you put third in that. I love how you're still cocky enough to believe that you're better or are better at hitting a fastball, you know, smashing a drive down the fairway.
1,000%. I just was huge. Like I guess I'm a pitcher stuck in a lineman's body. I don't know, but
well, next year, there's this local tournament here in New Albany, Oaks Country Club, $1,000 cash prize. It's a 3-man scramble. I need you to come into town and because I'm terrible and drive every green so that we can win this thing and put some money in our pocket. That's what I need. I told Whit Spencer, who helps put the thing together. I said, don't worry, I'm bringing Brad next year. I'm bringing Brad.
And I need that rematch. He keeps claiming. Did he beat me that day?
Whit did beat you that day. He didn't talk that crap though. Benjamin Hopper's the one that talked crap, and you beat him. And then you were talking crap at the end, and you went, wait a second. And Whit didn't say anything. He just went, because he'd beaten you, you know? So that's what we need, you know? That's what we need. This edition of Talk of Champions, live edition of Talk of Champions, is brought to you by Riverland Roofing. Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group, B&A Bank, for all your roofing needs. It's Riverland Roofing, 662-644-4297, riverlandroofing.com. If you're unhappy with or shopping your health insurance, call Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group at 601-953-8449. Drew offers regular health, dental, vision, and Medicare supplement plans. He's an Ole Miss grad. Services 35 different carriers and will make sure that you've got the right plan for you and your family. 601-953-8449, quotes with drew.com. In my hometown bank, B&A Bank, Carolyn Brownson, the Spencers, Whit included, Mike Staten, and others at B&A Bank, they're here to help you with your personal and business banking needs. It's friends of mine. It's people you can trust giving your money to. Call them today, 662-534-8171. That's 662-534-8171. Mark Walsh, 8048, in the comments. Leave us a comment right now if you're watching. Mark from St. Louis, is there a public $14 million offer for Lane? What's the latest contract update? Thanks. There isn't a public contract update. You're not going to hear anything about a number on the table. But Ole Miss, as far as I, you know, from everybody I've talked to, they're willing to match anything as far as average annual value. And I think Ole Miss is expecting that number to be around 13.5 to 14 million. So that's maybe what you're also hearing too. But as far as being an offer public on the table, you're never going to hear that in coaching searches. But Ole Miss has had an offer, a contract extension for Lane to sign, on the table for weeks now. It's in Lane's court if he wants to sign it now or do a Dan Lanning and say, I'm not going anywhere. Unfortunately, hasn't done that to this point. But, yeah, as far as publicly, you're not going to hear of any offers or anything like that. But Ole Miss will match anything as far as average annual value and fully knows that it's probably looking at $13 to $14 million to secure him every single year, which he's a walking economy, Brad. It's the cost of doing business. Somebody's going to reset the market. In this shopper's market, it looks like Lane's probably going to be the guy.
Yeah, well deserved. What would you do with $14 million, Ben, in a year?
I would try my best to get fired to own the buyout and go live on a life of complete and utter desolation. You know what I mean? Like, I want to disappear off the face of the earth in that scenario. I've never understood that. Like,
at least you're not the guy who is responsible for Elko and Fisher and Kelly's buyout. So that's
Scott Woodward, since we're talking about it, is out at LSU. LSU athletics director. Ross Bjork did give Jimbo the big buyout, but
Scott Woodward, he did. You're right.
But Scott Woodward wanted Jimbo at LSU, gave $53 million worth of a buyout liability for the state of Louisiana to Brian Kelly, and he is out today. But that's something when you're thinking about the Lane discussion and worried about LSU, Florida. You want to talk about the epitome of dysfunction. Look at what's happening with LSU right now. The governor involved, no president, no athletics director, saying that they're going to completely redo how they do contracts, going to be incentive laden. Good luck trying to hire away Lane Kiffin in his situation.
We I didn't understand the guy.
Kitchen. Yeah.
I couldn't understand him when he was on the podium. I mean, he sounded like he's, I didn't understand a word he said, but it didn't sound very good.
Yeah. The LSU is a good example of dysfunction. And in 2025, like that's what we've been talking about, Brad, is in olden days, yes, you leave for the bigger job. There aren't bigger jobs anymore. Nick Saban said this. I mean, you look at LSU and its dysfunction compared to the uniformity of Ole Miss right now and what it's giving Lane. And then you start to maybe understand why it is at best a coin flip. And honestly, I still believe that it's a greater chance that Lane is back next year than not. But maybe I'm reading the tea leaves wrong. The bottom line is like LSU, look at your dysfunction. Florida, you're on your fifth head coach in 10 years. An extra $2 million, especially
nobody wants those big corporate-y type gigs. I'm just telling you, man, not with the way it is now. I mean, you're going to make the same money here in Oxford, Mississippi, where they gave you the key. Like, I mean, for what? I'm telling you, man, like the amount of freedom he has here compared to what's, you know, you look at it. LSU is a perfect example this week. The governor saying all that crap. Like, what? Dude, like, no, thank you, dude. I'm going to stay in Oxford. I'm going to eat daggum St. Leo, and I'm going to freaking make $14 million. And I'll be at one of the most beautiful campuses in the country. And they're going to give me a little more leeway due to history, and you're going to freaking win 10 games a year here or close to it. And, you know, what he's done this year just proves. I mean, you thought last year was our year. I mean, dude, this team is so much better, so much better. This is such a better football team, and no one would have ever thought. I mean, we were so deep on offense. You know, the defense could be a little better, but they'll fix that out in the portal. You know, they'll fix it up in the portal. And then, I don't know what else you want. I mean, they got great facilities, new facility. I mean, it's hell. I sign me up. He seems to be the happiest he's ever been. He looks great. He's got a great his interview. I watched his whole press conference this morning, which in previous years I wouldn't have watched a minute of it. But he just seems like he's in a really good spot. You know, and he's got a little humility to him. I don't know, man. I think it'd be tough. It'd be tough to go down to Florida where you got everybody pulling at you and LSU is just this makes a lot of sense for him. And Lane kind of fits the Ole Miss. Like he looks like Ole Miss. Like he just is, dude. Like something about Lane's like a frat guy playing a video game out there. So he reminds me of he's got like that vibe. He's got the Ole Miss vibe. I mean, he couldn't have a better coach for us. I mean, he is Ole Miss right now.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too, when you hear the interim AD for LSU come out and say, LSU has to be in the playoffs every single year. That is, of course, the goal for everybody. But in this parity era of college football, it's not a realistic expectation, even when you're LSU. And it just shows you the difference. 9-3 and missing the playoffs last year for Ole Miss was a failure. Everyone will tell you that. But no one's storming the castle. No one's got pitchforks. No one's got anything to go oust Lane Kiffin. While at LSU, you go 9-3 and miss the playoffs. Yeah, they're not going to accept that at all. Not to mention that you're talking about incentive-laden contracts and avoiding such buyouts and stuff. Well, how do you expect then to pull away the top coaching candidate in this cycle? Honestly, Florida's more of a threat to me than LSU. And even Florida, I just don't think that they – I think right now Eli Drinkwitz, as I've been saying for weeks, is the leader in the clubhouse to get that job. They could do wrong with – they couldn't do wrong necessarily with Jed Fish or Jeff Brohm. But the idea that Lane Kiffin is going to go restart, hit the reset button at either of these places, considering what the expectations were comparatively, and the full autonomy has at Ole Miss, it just doesn't make a lot of sense. But I do agree with Brendan Tyler, 74-10. I just don't know why he wouldn't come out like every other coach has started to do lately. The people in Oxford treat him like royalty, so the constant looking around at other jobs does get frustrating. And I get that because, you know, Dan Lanning comes out and he says to Rich Eisen, I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying at Oregon. Kurt Cignetti signs his extension. There is an extension on the table for Lane Kiffin. What do you say to those fans that are frustrated by that? Because I do understand it, even though in Lane's defense, he's been consistent. He never talks about – he tries to avoid all of that stuff, and he's done that for six straight years. But I get where Ole Miss fans are coming from.
I don't think Lane Kiffin is out looking for jobs. I think it's the media that is, you know, putting him, tagging him all these jobs, and that's what comes with success. I don't necessarily think he's looking. Obviously, our team's super focused. But listen, there's a little lesson in life called leverage and called value, right? And I'm with you. I wish Lane would come out as bad as anybody. But having played at a higher level – understanding that you only earn your value and your leverage so free. I mean, it's hard to earn it, right? And the second Lane doesn't win ball games, I can promise you they will get rid of him, right? So you have to fairly allow him to create value for himself, right? Like, there's only so many times in life when you can get what you earn or get what you're worth or whatever. So Anybody else out there that has a job that you would be in the same? If you're the best manager at Napa and they want you in a regional position, you aren't just going to sign the first thing on or whatever. Any job out there, you're going to want the best for yourself as well. That you're going to want the value that you've earned, right? So do I think he should come out? Would I love it? Selfishly, yes. But that's not been his thing. That's not what he's focused on. He, I'm sure he wants to. He says it's not about the money, but at the same time, like, it's, you know, he's fine. He's earned his value. He's earned the right to decide whenever he wants. And I don't think he's going anywhere at all. I mean, to be completely honest, I don't think he's going anywhere. I just think he wants time to evaluate, focus on the team. Like, it's not the place for him. Maybe he will do it. Maybe he is doing it. I don't think we know. That's the thing. There's so many articles, so much talk. You know, Lane's not looking around for no job. Like, he's just coaching his team. And if teams want him or are talking to his agent, that's just part of life. That's the way it works. So settle down. He'll sign his extension at some point. And he'll be an Ole Miss Rebel next year.
Austin Blancett, 99000. I think it's safe to say that from here on out, from now until the end of the season, that this might be the most important stretch of games we've ever played.
Absolutely.
I saw this on the Ole Miss Spirit, olemissspirit.com, and Philly on 3. Earlier today or yesterday, saying I'm really scared or terrified, worried to death about Saturday because it's the old Ole Miss thing. It's like we've been so close before, and really it's right there in front of you. I do agree with Austin. This is the biggest stretch of games. And I think knowing that Ole Miss is like that's why Lane is so hell-bent on staying focused on the here and now to making the college football playoff push because – at the end of all things, all that other stuff is just nonsense. It's noise. Nothing's going to happen regardless until late November, December. And even then, there's still going to be rumblings and crap with Lane everywhere, every time, every year, every week, every month. And for me, Ole Miss is the reason all these other schools want Ole Miss, not for no small part, because Lane has turned Ole Miss into a place that Yes, the old ways of feeling about things. Oh, we are Ole Miss moments coming up. I don't think so with this team. I think that that pro mindset and sticking to process has been critically important for this team specifically, and they've handled it well.
Listen, there's a reason why everybody wants Lane to come out and say he's staying, right? He's a $13 million, $14 million coach that he's paid, so we don't have to worry about this stuff anymore, right? Like, he's going to have them ready to play. There's a reason why they want him, why everybody wants him here, because he has time and time again had Ole Miss ready to play football. So as many times as it creeps in my mind, I've been an Ole Miss fan diehard my entire life. I have been so disappointed at times that, I mean, dude, I feel like I don't, it's not even worth living anymore, right? Like, I've been so disappointed throughout the years at times. But we have a new guy at the helm. That's what he's paid the big bucks for, right? Ole Miss has showed up time and time again in his tenure and have proven that we belong. And the only way am I saying we won't lose a game or we won't lose any more games? No. But I'm saying if a team beats us, it's rarely because we're not prepared. Rarely at Ole Miss. It's just because they beat us, right? Georgia, we were plenty prepared. They made the plays in the fourth quarter. We didn't. That had nothing to do with Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin was damn prepared for that ball game. His team was prepared to go into Georgia and beat them, right? So Ole Miss is going to be prepared. There's not going to be many times, minus Washington State this year, that we show up and just look like crap. So I feel comfortable in it, man. We're the better team for the next four games. Lane Kiffin knows what's in front of him. This is an absolutely legacy builder. There's no reason that he isn't, you know. And I'll take one thing he said this week was, hey, play every game. I'm hoping they show up and play like they lost the week before, right? That's on his mind. That's the mindset he's trying to get into the team. So I don't worry about it. Are they going to be tough games? Are we going to walk in there and roller out there and win? Hell no. It's the SEC. But if we play the way we're supposed to and we're prepared, we should whoop the shit out of the next four teams, period. And it shouldn't even be close. So I'm comfortable in it, man. I think we're in a great spot. I think these are the most important games in Ole Miss history. And it's our time. I mean, it is our time.
Well, the fun thing to think about is how circus-like that Florida week could be. You know, like, you know that the national media narrative that we're all talking about here is just going to be through the absolute through the ceiling, man, the way that they've been handling all this stuff. But that's neither here nor there for this week at South Carolina. What's your score prediction for that game before we jump into some other SEC scores that I want to get your take on?
I can see us beating South Carolina 45-21.
Oh, like a straight up beat down. Cause like all they've done is play single possession games or single, like, yeah, one possession final scores for them all year.
No, they're going to be deflated. I'm going to say they're going to be deflated after the Alabama game, and we are going to be extremely on it. Going to get out to a big lead. 45, maybe a little stretch, but it's going to be two score. We're going to cover. Rebs are covered.
Number 9 Vanderbilt at number 20 Texas. Excuse me.
Oh man. Vandy,
Diego Pavias.
The first time I've ever seen that Diego Pavias in an interview this morning, he had gold teeth or diamond teeth in, and then Theo Vaughn was at his house with his mom. So, I'm riding it. I'm going Vandy.
Number 5 Georgia at Florida.
Oh, Georgia's going to beat him down. Georgia's way too talented on offense. Georgia will get after him pretty good.
Your Mississippi State Bulldogs are at Arkansas. Will they finally get their SEC win, the first one in 16 straight losses?
Close game. Dogs win on a field goal.
Oh, dogs. Them dogs. Them dogs.
God, they're almost – that game, listen, they're almost 7-1. There ain't no Ole Miss win stat, but they worry me a little bit. I'm not going to lie. That's the only game I'm like, all right, take a deep breath. Well, I don't even want to think about that until we get there.
No, that's what I've been saying. I've been trying to get Mississippi State to get its one SEC win for the longest. You want to talk about we are Ole Miss moments. Let Ole Miss be.
Stop. It's done. We ain't even talking into existence. I have went down there when they were dead to rights and got my teeth kicked in. I've watched punt returns live go, all the way for a touchdown resulting in a firing. I'm not getting into this. Today is not the day. The Rebs are about to beat South Carolina. Let's go.
Kentucky at Auburn. Auburn, Hugh Freeze got him a win over Arkansas last week to keep stay alive as the head coach on the Plains. Do you think Kentucky gets him, or does Auburn protect home floor?
Oh, Auburn wins this one. I still don't know if he's safe, though.
Number 18, Oklahoma at number 14, Tennessee. Probably one of the more interesting, intriguing games of the weekend.
I'm hoping OU wins just so it makes us look better. But it is what it is. I don't care about those teams tie.
Oh, well, I'm going to pick Tennessee to win that game because I feel like Oklahoma's like going the wrong way. You know what I mean? We've got a question from David Chambers. Are you going to the game Saturday night, Brad?
I don't know. I'm up in the air on. I get off. I'm going to work a little bit. We have a big promo going. The November to Remember Red Tag sale starts this weekend. So if I get off a little early, I may ride up there. I don't know. I haven't been in a while, and I feel like I don't want to come. If I come up there, I'll jinx us. I swear I will. So I may watch it from the house. I don't know.
That's how you know he's a good Ole Miss Rebel still. Like he's worried about – he's not worried about like
– it's all on me, baby.
Am I going to drink this? I love how like you, you're selling the November to Remember sales event because they do remember in November. As Houston Dale Nutt used to say, you got to think about Houston Dale every time you say that. Come on now.
Oh, God. They remember – he somehow convinced me we'd go to a bowl game. I think we were like 2-7 at the time. He was like, we can still go. I'm like, well, shit, let me add this up. I don't think so.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. That only gets us to 5. Well, I guess so if there's like some academic penalties and stuff like that. Who won the week in Ole Miss sports this week for you? We used to do this when we did the post-game show together, and I haven't been doing it on the post-game show, which we'll have me and Brad Logan after Ole Miss South Carolina. But who for you won the week this week? Because I have an interesting feeling on this. I think that Lane won the week and the way he's handled this, even though he's not said definitively what Ole Miss fans want to hear. I thought what he said on Pat McAfee was revealing. I think that's the most public he's been about saying, hey, guys, I feel like Lane really won the week while LSU lost it worse than anybody.
Yeah, I'm with you on the Lane thing. I just think the all that talk all week, you know, people are somewhat frustrated. You know, Lane needs to come out and say this, that the team's going to suck this week. Watch, they'll lose. That's all he's saying about Florida. And all they did was come out and look damn good, baby. So all he did was make his value go up even more. And I think he created a sense of relaxed everybody of like, hey, I'm not worried about this job search. That's going to take care of itself. You know, he's already earned the money. The dude can go anywhere he wants. Any opening he wants, if Lane Kiffin calls, he can go. No one's going to argue with me on that. So he's already earned the money. Now he can relax and have fun. And you know, he's going to stay at Ole Miss. But right now his focus is on getting this team to the playoffs and doing something special. And I'm glad that's where his focus is. He can decide whenever he wants, but I don't think he's going anywhere.
The Thursday availability report came out last night. The only player listed for Ole Miss is Antonio Kite, who's questionable. He's dealing with some stuff. I could see Ricky Fletcher and Chris Graves being your starting corners this weekend. But other than that, Ole Miss is pretty clean as far as the injury report and things of that nature. I want to touch on one other thing because, you're an 8-year NFL veteran. You played with a quarterback that I think is a lot like him. Jackson Dart is off to a hell of a start in the NFL. Yep. Ole Miss quarterback, and now you've got Robert Saleh, defense coordinator for the 49ers, who the Giants play on Sunday, praising him too, talking about how he's tough, he's going to be special. You got Kyle Shanahan praising him too. What do you think about Jackson's start so far?
He's attacking it the way he should. Immense confidence, not worried to make a mistake. He's doing it the right way. I mean, and he's got a coach. And what I always say about quarterbacks, you look around the league, Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield, Daniel Jones. It's all – I don't give a crap how good you are, first round, whatever. If you are not with a coach that has you in the proper system that highlights your talent or is built around you like Lamar Jackson at the Ravens, you are not going to succeed. You're not going to succeed. It amazes me the amount of teams that draft first rounders and just bring them in there with no plan to surround them with exactly what they need to be successful, right? Some throws, you would think you'd watch them in college, design offense, do things that you're good at, do keep doing the things that got you there. But 9 times out of 10 in the NFL, man, these guys making the decisions are goobers on a clipboard. They don't draft these guys with intent of putting them in the correct scheme and putting them in the right situation. So, he's in a great situation. DeBall is a great offense. It's built for Dart. It's built around him, and he'll have a chance to succeed. And he's attacking the way he should. He has a ton of confidence. He does not play scared. Most rookies get in there, man, they're like a deer in the headlights. They're scared to mess up. Man, that kid don't care. He's having the time of his life. He's up in New York, got swag out of this world. Him and Scataboo up there. I mean, dude, being Jackson Dart right now is a good place. You know, he's a good kid, and I'm glad he's doing well. But he's doing it the right way. He's taking his shot. Going to live with the result.
And that's the way – I love the way you put that. There's no better way to put that. And I thought the fit was kind of clunky as far as going to the Giants, but they've sold out around Jackson Dart, and that's what you said. Yep. They got to do that, especially with a guy on a rookie contract. John Wallace, NWCC, standing for Northwest Community College, I'm assuming is the ceiling for Ole Miss, a national title. Is it reachable? Yes, of course, because you're in the race. And every year Ole Miss is in the race. Now, actually getting a berth and getting in there, that's been the issue. But now that it's here, as long as you're knocking on the door every single year, you are, yes, it's reachable. Yes, it's attainable. Ole Miss is just as good as any other team that will get in. And that's where, when you talk about the LSU dysfunction, Brad, that's what we're talking about. You know what I mean? They've got to be in the playoff every single year. Sometimes things are going to happen. And now that everybody's on a level playing field, that's an unrealistic expectation. So if you're an Ole Miss fan freaking out about Lane, just remember, take solace in knowing that it won't be for anything. Like, it won't be because of money. It won't be because he wasn't loved enough, didn't have the support, didn't have the resources at Ole Miss if he were to leave. Ole Miss is going to give him everything he needs without all the dysfunctional toxicity that you're seeing with LSU in Florida. You guys are the greatest. From David Chambers. So happy to hear you two back to doing these shows together again. Thank you, sir. How bad will this screw LSU in Florida when he doesn't go, according to Mark Ravenhurst? What do you think?
We don't care. Screw him. Ole Miss is the new place to be in the NIL era. Screw him. I don't care. I hope they lose every game.
That's how you know he's a diehard. He's such a diehard. But I think, like, even John Sumrall is going to really need to think twice about going to LSU under this current structure. And John Sumrall is a hell of a coach. James Franklin at Florida would be sick. Florida is going to act like that'd be a disappointment. That'd be insane. Bottom line is, if you ask me today, and as long as we keep coming on here every day and y'all keep asking me the same question, is Lane leaving? I will tell you the truth. And as of today, I think Lane's going to sign a lucrative extension. I still believe that's the most likely outcome in this whole scenario. I don't believe for one second that Lane would leave for a political type team. Too much of a liability to go to LSU or Florida. These are highly political teams. Lane could be himself in Oxford. I don't disagree with that. But John Wallace, he wanted to know, is the ceiling for this Ole Miss team this year a national championship? And I would say yes. What do you say, Brad?
Yeah, I think what makes me say yes. Now, can we win it? I don't know. We'd have to play extremely good football, but I think we have already played two teams that are very high caliber teams. You know, Georgia being one of them. Georgia's going to be right there at the top when it's all said and done. And we did just fine on the road at their place. So offensively, we did fine. Yeah, defensively, we did not show up, but I think that can be fixed. Offensively, we are legit. So yes, I think we can go in there versus anybody. Name somebody else who you would think is going to beat Georgia. I mean, other than, you know, Alabama did it, but Alabama, we're as good as any of those teams. We are.
Ohio State.
Who have they beat? Texas, great win, 14-7. It's awesome at home. I mean, I'm not that impressed. I mean, I'm impressed, but I'm not overly impressed.
Beat up on Illinois, got Purdue left, UCLA, Rutgers at Michigan. Yeah.
Awesome.
They're sleepwalking to the playoff.
Yeah, Oklahoma destroyed Michigan.
Yes, they did. And Ole Miss whipped up on Oklahoma. 34-26 was the final, but they controlled that game just like they controlled LSU. It could have been worse. So, yes, the national championship is a realistic ceiling for Ole Miss this year because, I mean, if they didn't have Ole Miss on the side of their helmet, if it was LSU, if it was Florida, if it was Ohio State, I don't think anybody would be debating one way or another if they were a national championship contender. And, yes, they have some real issues defensively, but this Ole Miss team is being led by a Heisman candidate, a legitimate Heisman candidate in Trinidad Chambliss. I said that before the year to Brad, whoever would listen. Hey, look, if Austin lets Trinidad Chambliss get that job, he ain't giving it back. And sure enough, he's held on to it. And Ole Miss is right there in the thick of it. So, yes, John Wallace said, I'm supposed to be working, but yeah, I'm at Northwest Community College. Hey, that's okay. That's all right, brother. You're listening to us here on Talk of Champions as we wrap this thing up. He's Bradley Sal, former Ole Miss offensive lineman, 8-year NFL vet. It's always fun to talk to him on Friday. And I promise you, at the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, sign up today for $1. Next week, we will do the AMA. I just completely biffed it on Wednesday, completely forgot. And I was kind of hoping that Brad would text me and talk some crap, but he didn't. So, hey, growth for you, my friend. But we'll do it again next Friday. He's Bradley Sal. Final thoughts before we get out of here. You picked Ole Miss to beat up on South Carolina. Do you see, like, what's the scariest final game for you for the rest of the year for Ole Miss? Because for me, it's State.
Yeah, I think it's State. I think going on the road, they're going to be pumped up, trying to get that win. If they can get one more win before us and trying to get back to a bowl game, that's going to be a tough game just for environment and knowing that, they do have the ability to score. So I wonder if they're going to, our defense, it's just going to be a weird deal. But right now, man, we need to go 3-0 in the ones that count and get there, and we'll add it up from there. I think if you send a 10-1 Ole Miss team in there, they'll be ready to go. But yeah, that's the one that makes me this and this week as well. I think the other ones we should roll in.
Even Florida with DJ Lagway and all that talent that they claim could be quickly turned around by Lane. He says, I ain't worried about them Gators.
Yeah, nobody worry about that. We're good.
He's Bradley South, former Ole Miss offensive lineman, 8-year NFL vet. I'm Ben Garrett at Spirit. Ben on Twitter, the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, and Fleet of On 3. Thank you to Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group, B&A Bank, and, of course, Riverland Roofing, RiverlandRoofing.com, 662-644-4297 for all your roofing needs. We'll see you again next week, Brad. Thank you, sir. We'll talk again.
See you, Ben. Howdy, toddy.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.